Okay, let's start. Do the next sugya, which is a very interesting sugya. It's really a Shas sugya that comes across in a few places in Shas. The sugya davar v'lechatzi davar. So let's try and understand it. It gets a little confusing, and I want to have clear mahalach in the sugya, and I think I actually found it. So let's try and understand it. Says the Mishnah. Gonav al pishnayim, v'tovach u'mochar al piyem. If a person steals al pishnayim, two witnesses, they testify that he stole, v'tovach u'mochar al piyem, and then he went and he slaughtered it or he sold it. Based on these two witnesses, also said that he slaughtered it. Oy al pishnayim acherim, or he slaughtered it, tvichu mechira, based on two other edim. Look in Rashi. Apishnaim Kaloima, Shnaim Midamoisa Shaganav. And then two witnesses, the same two witnesses say that he shechted it, or two other witnesses say it, Mishalem Tashlumi Abova Chamisha. So then you pay Dalad Vehei. In other words, you don't need exactly the same witnesses to say that he stole it. Those don't have to be the same witnesses to say that he slaughtered it or he sold it, Tvicha Mechira, no matter what, Yechai Dalad Vehei. Says the Gemara, skip to the Gemara. Lema masnisin Rebbe Kiva. Let's say the Mishnah does not follow Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva, because if you say Rebbe Kiva, Omar, Dover v'lechatzi Dover. Because Rebbe Kiva says, Al pishnai edim yokum Dover, Dover v'lechatzi Dover, which means that the thing has to be decided, whatever the paskin has to be decided, based on two edim. And edim have to say a full thing. Dover v'lechatzi Dover. Look in Rashi. Apishnai made in Yokum Dover, the Hani Ede Tvicha, Diktani Bemasnisim, Oi Alpishnaim Ede Macherim. In other words, the Ede Tvicha don't have to be the same as the Ede Gnever, Chatzi Dover Kamisade. The only being made in Chatzi Dover, the Lav Ede Gnever, Ikalameva Dide Kotamach. Which means that the Edim on the Tvicha need the Edim on the Gnever. So the Edim on the Tvicha only say Chatzi Dover. So Dover v'le Chatzi Dover, Kurka B'Kiva is no good. Can we see the Gemara?
We're thinking
big assumption. Okay. What's the big assumption?
That it's Chatzi Dover, right?
The Gemara says that's Chatzi Dover. We're going to see. Wait. Beautiful. The Gemara brings that down also. Excellent. We're going to get to it. Baba Kama is the last Masechta that you learned, so you don't remember it from 6 years ago. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Kishaholach Abba Chalafte, it's Rabbi Yechon Menuri Lil Moitera, Mami Lo Rabbi Yechon Menuri, it's Abba Chalafto, Amar Loi, they told him, Hare Shaoch Lo Shon Rishoino, Bifnei Shnayim, Shnio Bifnei Shnayim, Shlishan Bifnei Shnayim, Mahu, the Halach is, you need 3 years Chazaka. The first year you ate in front of two witnesses, that you ate the fruits in the fields. The second year in front of two Edim, the third year in front of two Edim, each one in front of a different group, Mao, what's halacha? Amalui told him, Harezu chazaka. Clearly it's a chazaka. You have 3 years that you ate the fruit without anybody being moicha, each time with a different set of edim, Harezu chazaka. Amalui told him, Afaniyam mekein. I also agree it's chazaka. Elisha Rebbe Kiva, chalik b'dobo. But Rebbe Kiva argues, Shoye Rebbe Kiva email, dobo v'lechatzi dobo. So Kiva said, Dova v'lechatzi Dova, and therefore, this is a case of Dova v'lechatzi Dova. Why? Because the Edim on the first 2 years are not the same as the Edim as the second 2 years, as the Edim on the 30 years. So every chazaka that I ate was only a chatzi Dova. It was a fruit done of two witnesses, only half a thing. And Rebbe Kiva says, Dova v'lechatzi Dova, it doesn't work. So too over here, when you have, Shlomo, when you have two Edim testifying that he did Tvicha, if they have to rely on the two Edim, said that he stole it, so the two Edim that are testifying on the Tvicha are only based on Chatzi Dover. Because the whole thing only happens, Tvicha only happens, if you stole it. So Dover, v'lo Chatzi Dover, two Edim that say half a job, is not good enough. Rabbi Kiva says, just like by 3 years Chazaka, you have to have, Rabbi Kiva says, 1 year in front of two Edim, and second year in front of two Edim, third year in front of two Eidim. And all these Eidim are different sets of Eidim. It's double of Lechatzi Dabar, because every set is only half Eidim, because you need 3 years. It's only one out of three. It's Chatzi Dabar. It doesn't count up to Eidim Yochum Dabar. Says the Gemara, the same would apply. Then you get two Eidim saying that he stole it, and two Eidim saying that he shechted it. Two other Eidim, why is that good? It's Chatzi Dabar. The Eidim that say that he shechted it are only giving half a story, because we still need the story of the Eidim saying that he stole it. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Afilu Teim Rebbe Kiva. This wow would even follow Rebbe Kiva. Even Rebbe Kiva says that by Chazaka we say Dabar Lechatzi Dabar, in our case, everybody agrees. Milay Moide Rebbe Kiva, Seth's case. Doesn't Rebbe Kiva agree? B'shnai Moim Rim Kidesh, U'shnai Moim Rim Ba, Da'afagav De'ede Bia Tzichim Eide Kedushin, Kivin Eide Dushin, Tzichim Eide Bia, Dabar Kina Bay. In other words, doesn't Rebbe Kiva agree? Even Rebbe Kiva says Dabar Lechatzi Dabar, that if you have two witnesses coming to say that this woman was Mizana. See, even though she's not Chayiv Misa, until we also know that she's an Eishes Ish. And the fact that she's an Eishes Ish is two other sets of Eidim. So how do you put it to death? Dovah v'lechati dovah. So doesn't Rebbe Kiva say, v'snaimu v'im kidesh, v'snaimu v'im bal, da'afagav de'edei biya, tzrichel eidei kedushin, even though de'edei biya need to know that she's in Mekudeshes in order to make a Chai Misa, but since Kedei Kedushin v'tzrichel eidei biya, dovah kina bei, hochinami, so to over afagav de'edei tzricha, tzrichel eidei geneva, even though the two witnesses saying that he shechted it, need the fact to know that it was stolen as well, since the two witnesses that said that he stole it don't need the fact that he shechted it, so therefore it's davar kinabei, it's considered a full davar, and therefore there's no problem. Look at Rashi.
His answer is even more wild.
Wait. We're going to see the answer, what it means also. Kivin eide kedushin letzichim eide bia, the belav ninu, because without the eide bia, shavulu kamoye shesish lota kalaylam, because once the two Eidim made her into Neshes Ish, they don't need the other set of Eidim. So too, the other set of Eidim that say she was Mizana don't need the first set either, and it's Dabahu. Af Eida Shobia, Kayim Veneveges. One does not need the second one, so the second one does not need the first one either. Masha'en Kain, by Chazaka, so each one needs each other, and there Rebbe Kiva says, Dabar Velechatzi Dabar. Very simple. The Rabbanon. Right, back to the Gemara.
The first one doesn't need, in the Cheskes Yerushalayim, the first one doesn't need the second one.
Each one needs each other. To make the Chazaka, you need 3 years.
But the first one doesn't need anything. Stand on its own.
Again, I don't know what that means. We're going to see what that means. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I tell you, I found the Holy Grail in Chatzi Dabar. I said over today to Bikam Chacham, who's sitting and learning the last 30 years, the Rav in Queens. Big Bikam Chacham, I told him all his shots. He said, wow, what a good shot. He said, the people in the shul will understand it? I said, of course. People my shul, they understand. I told my chavrusa, who was a dayan in Ikumiyah from Eretz Yisrael, Bikam Chacham, he finished Ebenezer Chesh Mishmuth, one of the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, and I told him over, I said, oh, let me tell you over my chiddush, which I'm saying tonight. She was like shocked. He said, what? These your people in your shul, they understand this type of stuff? I said, what do you think we are over here in America? And he was just stumped. So it's a good shot. I'm telling you, they're correct, and you'll enjoy it also. Okay. So, Hakadami Afagav Deide Tzicha Tzicheleidik Neve, Kineleid Tzicheleidik Tzicha, Dabar Kinebei. So, Yomar says, Verabonon, Hai Dabar, Velechatzi Dabar, Limiute Mai. Listen to this. According to the Rabbonon, who argue on Rebbe Kiva, and they say, they get two Eidim on the first year, and two Eidim on the second year, and two Eidim on the third year, it's considered the Chazaka, Rabbi Yechon Mechalavta. Nevertheless, they also agree to the pasuk of Dabar v'lechatzi Dabar. What are they going to do that pasuk? What are they using for the case of Dabar v'lechatzi Dabar that is not considered good enough? V'rabonon, Hai Dabar v'lechatzi Dabar l'mutimai. You must say l'muti echdoim echad b'kabo, echdoim echad b'keso. If you have two eidim to say that this girl is a gdoila, so one eid says I saw one hair on top. Another one says, I saw one here on an arm. Another one says, I saw one here below. In other words, two Cyrus. So Yomar says, what do you mean? Hai chatzi dover chatzi eidasu. That's a half aid. That's one aid. Yomar says, no. El limute comes to exclude shnayim oimrim echad begavo mishnayim oimrim echad bekeso. If two eidim say they saw one hair on the bottom of a body, and the other one says, two other eidim say we saw one hair under arms, so she has two hairs, two sizes, But that's each one is chatzi davar. Each one's only giving a half a testimony. Everybody agrees such a case, that's davar vele chatzi davar. Hani amrik tanihi, vani amrik tanihi. Saying that she's a ktano, look in Rashi. Akati tanihi hilkuk le mitzafinom. Aval gabe chazoko, kulam meidin shahoye muchzat bo. Chazoko is different. So basically we have over here three cases and a machlokes between Rebbe Akiva and Chachamim in two of those cases. Let's summarize, and then I want to understand what's going on. So again, everybody agrees, Chachamim also agree, if you have two Edim saying one hair, and two Edim saying we saw another hair, that's considered a Chatzi Dover. Apishnei Edim Yochum Dover, each one is saying a Chatzi Dover. Everybody agrees, there's no Edis over here, she's not a Gdela, it's fine. Everybody agrees to that, correct? Now, everybody agrees the opposite case. If you have two Edim saying it got stolen, and two Edim saying it got shechted, or two Edim saying we saw the Kiddushin, two Edim saying we saw the Znus, everybody agrees, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim agree, that that's okay. That's not Dover v'lechati Dover. That's the other extreme. The case which is the Machlekes is the in-between case. The case where you have two Edim on the first year, that he ate Peiros of Chazaka, two Edim on the second year, and two other set of Edim on the third year. Chachamim say, that's okay. Rabbi Kiva says, that's Dover v'lechati Dover. So that's what the Gemara comes out saying. Is that clear, Gemara? So, first I have to understand, what's the difference between two Sairis, or two Edim on one Sar, and two Edim on one Sar, that everybody agrees, the Chachamim say it's no good, and nevertheless, two Edim on the first year, two Edim on the second year, two Edim on the third year, would be okay. Now, according to the Chachamim, what's the difference between the case that it's considered Dover Rechati Dover by two Sairis, as opposed to 3 years of Chazakar, where the Chachamim say it's not Dover Rechati Dover? That's question number one. And question number two, why according to Rebbe Akiva, two Edim on the first year, two Edim on the second year, two Edim on the third year, is Dover v'lechati Dover, but two Edim on the Geneva, two Edim on the Tvicha, or two Edim on the Kedushin, and two Edim on the Pia, that's not Dover v'lechati Dover. What's going on over here? The machlokes is between each one. How do we understand it? Seth, what do you want to suggest? Well, so let's see what Rebbe Shaim suggests. Let's see what Taisa says. So Taisa says like this. Taisa says, on the Ainam and Beis, Limutish Naimim Rim Echad Begavo. So Taisa is discussing what's the pshat in the Chachomim, the Rabbonon, who say that two Edim on one Sar and two Edim on the other Sar is Dover v'lechati Dover, but two Edim on every year of Chazaka is okay. What's the difference? So Taisa says, says there's two terutzim. Number one, the hasam rou kol ma shehayicholim lirais ba'isa shana, because there it's not chatzi davar, because at least they saw whatever they were able to see for that entire year. Ma shein kein by the two Cyrus. The two Edim saw one star, but it could have seen the other star. They only saw half the job. That's Dover v'lechati Dover. That's one Teretz of Taisus. V'Rav Alfas Piresh, Mishum Dohotzem, Mahani Sadu Sayu, Le'inyan Perez, V'shon Rishayna, Shechai V'leshalem, Im Lo'yim Tzu Yesu Edim. In other words, the Rif explains, because in the case of the Chazaka, so when they testified and said that this guy ate the fruits the first year, so at least they testified on something complete. What did they testify complete? That in case it's not a chazaka, he was eating somebody else's fields, the fruits of somebody else's fields. So at least they gave a full edus. Mashain came by the two Cyrus, they gave testimony on one Cyrus, that's nothing. What's the two pshat in the Taisus? What's Taisus trying to tell us? Seth, is you understand? What Taisus is trying to tell us?
The second shot?
The two pshat. What's the two? Before we go into the in depth of it, what's the understanding, Joe? What's the understanding?
The first pshat is that you have to see the whole ma'isim, and they only saw part of the ma'isim.
The second shot is?
Second shot is...
You have to say something, and you said nothing.
Right, that the Aegis was still mamish.
So I'll tell you what the way the Nesiva says, and the way the Sumeach says, and the way everybody says shot, is it says in the Torah, Al Pishnei Eidim Yokum Dover. What makes something into an eight? Is it the seeing of the item, the seeing of the story? Is it the Re'iyah, or is it the Haggadah's Eidus? The different thing throughout Shas, for example, the Gemara says, Nimtza Echnem Kar of Apostle, Eidusom B'Telo, even if you just saw it together, the Eidus starts already at the time of the Re'iyah. Maybe not. Maybe the Eidus, when it says, Apish Neidim Yokum Dover, it's the Haggadah. In other words, when it says in Torah that it has to be done, Shnei Eidim, Dover, Velechati Dover, not a half a thing, is that the Re'iyah of the Eidus? Or is that the Haggadah of the Eidus? So the first class says, Api Shnei Eidim Yochum Dover, as long as the Re'iyah was a Dover Shalem, you're ready Mekayim, Dover, Velechati Dover. Because Api Shnei Eidim Yochum Dover means seeing the thing. So as long as I saw what I was able to see, I'm smart, I'm ready in Eidus on the Re'iyah, Shnei Eidim Yochum Dover, Velechati Dover. Ma'aseh Kedoshim in the second shot learns, the Rif learns, that no, that Eidus means Haggadah Eidus. So even if I did not see the whole thing, right? But if I at least said a Dover Shalem, when I gave my Eidus, I came to Bezen, I gave my Eidus, I at least said a Haggadah Eidus, which has meaning, which is Haggadah, so that's also considered Dover, Lechati Dover. And therefore the Rif says that when you come to Bezdin and you give testimony in the first year, even though in the Chazokah it's a half a job, but in the Haggadah Eidus, you're giving testimony on the fruits that the guy ate in the first year. So at least that's a full testimony in case there's no Chazokah, he has to pay the owner because he took his fruits for a whole year. And therefore that's considered a full Eidus, it's not considered a Chatzi Haggadah. I think that's Pshat. In the way Tais agreed, Shem Taisus, very nice. But then the Sivas learns like that. If you want to see it over here, the Rashbam actually learns like Taisus. The Rashbam asks Kasha, learns the same like Taisus in Bava Basra, in the second page. Yesh nam b'yachad, the two hairs they are together. V'chol kas v'kas yochal lira is based on Cyrus, and every group of both hairs. Nam b'yachad oy nimsa ha'nimsa shekol kas edu shel chatzi dobe midim. If they only say only half, then they saw the whole thing and only giving half testimony. That when you have 3 years of chazakah, so when the first group sees it, they see the whole year, so you can see the second year. So what do you want from them? Unless he sticks around for another year. Hilkach, kol shana v'chol yoyim, chashiv dover shalem ipna'atzmoi. Da'akochach, kivin nikolim mutei asa. The pasuk comes to say, dover v'loi chatzi dover, umiyod echadu di'ikol ha'meimah, ein l'chol ha'mayit kiim chatzi dover, dimistabet v'le mutei. Dehainu edus debay Cyrus, v'shtet. If you're coming to exclude chatzi dover, so exclude that I saw the whole thing, and I'm only testimonying on half. That means I only see half of it. That's chatzi dover. But if I see as much as I could, that's already makes me into a Dover Shalem, there's no problem Chatzidus, and therefore, we hold that two Cyrus, one Cyrus is Chatzid Dover, giving Eidus on one year, full year, I saw whatever I was able to see, that's not Chatzid Dover. As to Rajbah, what's the difference, he says? Second line in number 1a. What's the pshat? Says the Bechon Vassman says it also already in number 1b. Maskos of Rashbam lein yechatsi dava du dafke shloi ra makom hashoch ligois v'rash b'tomem matan ish chag b'ze efshalayim et shvir leil Rashbam. The psul chatsi dava einoi b'hagodo elo b'riyo. The riyas chatsi dava hi riyo psula. Because seeing half a job, that means it's chatsi dava. V'loi miki chatsi alim yesh dava shalim. V'eid leil ra ala chatsi. That's considered Dover Shalem. That's the way the Mechon of Asman explains. And that's the Pshat and the two Pshat in the Taisus. The first Pshat holds that as long as I have a full Riyah, then that's considered Dover Shalem. Second Pshat says, no, I need to give a full Haggadah. And therefore, until I give a full Haggadah, it's not considered Chatzi Dover. Joe, what don't you like?
No, I would do it differently. To me, it sounds like in one case, it's saying I saw as much as I could see, and that's enough. The other explanation is not a question of how much I saw, it's was my testimony serve any purpose?
Right.
Okay, so
that's Gavah Shalom.
So similarly with the Shnei Cyrus, if you hold like the first one, that I saw as much as I could, I'm sorry, with Shnei Cyrus, neither one works.
Correct.
Neither one works.
Correct.
But with the Kiddushin and the Znus, if I
both them work.
If I hold like the first one, I saw as much as I could see. I didn't see as much as I could see. I only saw part of it.
At the time when I was an aide, I saw as much as I could see. Same thing.
Okay.
The problem is Chatzidover, when you see the whole thing, and you're not looking at the whole thing. That's Chatzidover. You could have seen both tyrants, you only see one. That's Chatzidover. Here, I saw his nuts, I saw the whole thing. That's clearly Dover Shalim.
And with the other explanation.
For sure, because I'm giving full aides.
I'm giving full aides on that they're married.
Correct.
And the other one, I'm giving full aides on.
Correct. So there's no problem with that. The question is, why the Bekiva agrees to that case, but disagrees by the Chazaka? That we didn't get to yet. Right? This is all very good. That case makes sense. I didn't get yet to the answer of second parents. But at least the difference between the last case and the middle case, which means that according to the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, why the case of two sirens who say, that's clearly Chatzidover, and the case of Chazaka, that's not Chatzidover, pshat in the Chachamim, pshat is the way Taisa says.
The sirens doesn't work for either one of them.
Correct, that's the two pshatim in Taisa.
Either way.
Mashenke Chazaka works for both of them, either tarot would work, and therefore that's in between, according to the Chachamim, difference between two sirens and the Chazaka. It doesn't help us. Now, clearly the last case works in both cases. But if the Chachamim, the Rabbi Kiva argues on Chazaka and says that's not good enough, so what's in between that case and that case? We're going to get to that soon. But this is the Pashup Shat based the way Taisa learns it. On a side note, if you want to see a little bit further, Taisa, from all those who learned the Fiyamis, that's why I figured I'll bring it in, Taisa brings Uraya from the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah Gittin says, you also learned the thing, right? The Mishnah Gittin, just learned the Gemara, turns to number 2, Taisa quotes it. Ha'isha Shamra Hiskaba Ligiti. A woman that tells two Yosef Lefiyami, right? And then Mrs. Iskwitz also learns Lefiyami. Right, Mrs. Iskwitz?
Yes.
Everybody learns Lefiyami. Also, everybody, Shamra is me and you not. Okay. At least we both respect the people learn Lefiyami. It's a big thing. Also, the Shulam learns Lefiyami. It's a big thing. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shamra Hiskaba Ligiti. If a woman says, be mekabel my get, right? She makes a shliach lekabolo, says the Mishnah, tzricha shtei gitei edim, right? You need two sets of witnesses. Shnayim amru b'foneinu amra, u'shnayim sh'aimrim b'foneinu kibol v'kora. Two sets of witnesses. First two saying that she made a shliach lekabolo. The second pair of a witness saying that the shliach lekabolo received the get. Otherwise, she's not divorced. Even if it's the same pair, it's okay. As Tosfos, what do you mean if the same pair is okay? It should only be the same pair. Because after all, Dovar, V'lei Chatzi Dovar. Because the first, if it's a different pair, so then the two witnesses saying she made a Sheikh LeKabbalah are not going to be the same as the two witnesses saying that she received the get. So this Chatz Dovar V'lei Chatzi Dovar. So Tosfos brings a raya from here that L'chayre, I'm right, and not the riff. Because if you say the problem of Dovah L'chati Dovah means you don't see the whole story, the two Cyrus, you don't see also, you don't see one Cyrus. So by the case of two Adam saying, made a Shliach L'Kabbalah, and two Adam saying, she received the get, every Adam saw the whole story. That was evidence at that time. So there's no problem here. That makes sense. But if you learn like the riff, that in order to be considered Dovah L'chati Dovah, in order not to be considered Dovah L'chati Dovah, you have to give a full Haggadah, something which has meaning, they have to come together as two Eidim, and give a Haggadah to Eidus. So what's the purpose of saying, she's a Shliach L'Kabbalah, he's the Shliach L'Kabbalah, without knowing that he received the gift? Shliach L'Kabbalah by itself is meaningless. So L'Chari, we have a Raya from over here, Taisa says, from the Gemara, that I'm not right and not the Rif. Says Taisa, no, it's not a Raya. Why is it not a Raya? Because it does help. Even if you make two aids that this person is a Shliach L'Kabbalah, you don't need two other Edim to say that he received the get. Why? Because if the person himself says, I gave over the get, he is believed. A Shliach Halacha is believed to say he gave over the get. The Yodel Agasha. Correct? Shliach Halacha is believed to say he gave over the get. So therefore, even if the two Edim who are made, they made him into Shliach and Kabbalah, they don't need the second pair of Edim, because you don't need a second pair of Edim, because he's believed to say that he gave over the get. Right? So the Nesivah says, yeah, but it's still not correct. Why? Because he's only believed to say he gave over the get, right? Only before he gave it over. Which means, once the get is ripped up, he's not believed to say he gave over the get. He's only believed to say that he gave over the get only when he's ready to give it. He's holding the get in his hand. The Shliach Le'elach is believed to say, I was made a Shliach Le'elach and I can give over the get. He's believed to say the Shliach Le'elach. But once he gave the get already, he's not believed. So if he's not believed, so you see that the first two need the second one, need the guy, no, he's not believed to say, so therefore the first two need the second two. So it's again, double lechati double. So Nesivah's answers, look at number 3a, and fully get it. Om lefarachti b'lesh chudush levenezer, v'yikit kesh v'gitim. Lechati double lo ever rak kishu b'shaz v'yot, lo ever rak, כשו בשעז ויה חצדובו, שתצרום למען לא משליש נמון, לא אבי חצדובו, כיוון אין אמירה אין צריכים לידי קבולו, אף דו בשעז הגודס הגט, קרוע, בשליש אינו נמון. אלמה, דאי כתולוי, אם הוא חצדובו, בשעז ראיה. In other words, if at the time, when they saw whatever they were able to see, that makes them into a good Edom, then there is no problem of Dovah v'lechati dovah. Why? Because when they were seeing, when they saw the fact that was given over in front of Tuei Kabbalah, that point, the Shliach did not give over the get yet. So at that point, he's believed. So if at that point, he's believed, it's not Dovah v'lechati dovah. In other words, if you come in to wait till they say that they were made into Edom, so at that point, the get was given over already. It ripped off, so he's not believed. So the Shlish is only believed only before. Before means when they saw it. So therefore, it only fits if you hold like pshat in the Tezan port. If you hold like pshat in Taisvis, that dover lechati dover is if they be able to see whatever they're able to see. If they didn't see whatever, that's the problem of dover lechati dover. So therefore, in the case where you have the first two Aiden, that were made shliach lekabbalah, and they know they're made shliach lekabbalah, that's not chatzidava. Why? Because when they were made shliach lekabbalah, they saw whatever they're able to see. So it's not chatzidava. And at that point, the shliach is also believed, because the shliach didn't give over the get yet. So therefore, at that point, there's no chatzidava. But if you say that chatzidava is with the time when you say something, so at the time when they say they were made into shliach, that he was made into shliach lekabbalah, at that time, the shliach is not believed then. The get is ripped up already. So therefore, it's lacking in Dovah Lechati Dovah, because at the end of the day, the two Edim that testify that he was made to Shliach Lekabbalah will always need the two Edim that she received the get. And therefore, Taisha brings a right from over here, Lechara, that Dovah Lechati Dovah is a halacha in as long as you see whatever you're able to see. Fine. That's on a side point, but basically, that's the two Pshatim and Taisus. Again, two Pshatim and Taisus, why? By the two Cyrus, we say it's Dovah Lechati Dovah, but by Chazak and not. Either because you're able to see whatever you're able to see by the two Cyrus, you didn't see the whole thing, Chati Dovah, or saying one Cyrus is not saying anything. Saying Chazakah, that's saying at least that you're able to eat the fruits, and therefore it's mechayiv, it's a full, complete testimony, and therefore it's not chatzidover in the Haggadah Seidus. Those are the two pshatim right we have in Taisus. The Or Simeach has the following question. He said like this, wait a second. The halacha is this kinui and stira, which means that you need two eidim saying kinui, and then you need one Eidah saying Stira, for Saita, the woman, to drink Amorim. So you need two Eidah saying Kinui, and then afterwards one Eidah coming to say that she was Miyachid with somebody else, then she drinks the water. So the Rasameach has a question, why don't you say over there, Dovar, Melechati Dovar, Apishnei Eidah Yokum Dovar, so the first two Eidah that say Kinui, Kinui by itself is nothing. until you have stira. Has no repercussions, kinoi. Right? If you hold it, you can't be maske based on yourself. The Gemara says it. So therefore, if the two eidim that see the kinoi will always need the eid saying that you're miyachet, so then why do you believe the two eidim with kinoi that davar v'lechati davar? According to the Rif. According to Taisvis, it's not shver. Because they saw whatever they were able to see. The kinoi, they saw four eidim. There's no problem. Only by two sirens there's a problem. But not by two sirens. When you saw whatever you're able to see, there's no problem of davar v'lechati davar. My taking according to the Rif, who says that only time you have davar v'lechati davar, you have to give a testimony that has meaning. So when you say to Adam, say, he warned her keenly until this era, that's meaningless. So should we davar v'lechati davar? So why does it ever count? That's where Rosh Hashanah has the question. Look at number four. Hine, vadai, the eidei kinu v'stira, ain't so shiyu oisan eidem asmam. The two eidem of kinui and stira don't have to be the same eidem. Kinemuchzim sugi yeshuas. Domabaya, hakam morgim v'eidei kinui doesn't have to be the same one. The eidei kinu v'eidei stira, yecholim liyos al kol chada eidem achedim. You can have different eidem on each group. V'zeh posh mekam aduchte. V'imkein kosher. V'havei chatsi dovor. It's chatsi dovor. Loi miboy l'reb akiva. The sova de v'eidei chazok havei chatsi dovor. According to Rebbe Kiva, who says that even Chazocha, Eidim of the three of the Chazocha is Chati Dover, Vadai the boy, Shoyz and Eidim Shidor Kinu, Yerim Gamma Sira. Ela Apple Rabbonim. Even according to Rabbonim, the Savi of Chazocha, that calls Shon the Sagi Eidim Achayim, Rabbonim who say that every year you can have a different set of Eidim, if not Chati Dover, Gam Kain, Hopir Shorivzal, the Mahai Timer. B'shnayim loy meyach begabo meyach bekeisa. Lav eidus bechazaka eidus. What's the difference between the two sirens and bechazaka? Mishum deidus and mahani lechayv and bepeidus. Because the testimony at least is valid for something. It's a full testimony. Hacha leinyin ma mahani eidusun shal eidu kinu lechud. It doesn't help. If you hold like Taisus, they saw everything they're able to see. So by kinu is here, they're able to saw everything they saw. Because they saw the kinuri. And that was all they're able to see at that time. But he told like the Rif, it's shver, every kinu is here, when you don't need to. You don't need the same Eidim. Why don't we say Dovah v'lechati Dovah? So basically, what's the whole pshat in Dovah v'lechati Dovah? So I'll tell you what I think pshat is. And I think it's very, very correct pshat. It goes like this. According to everybody. A new pshat is not really the Rif. I'm going past the Rif.
So
a third pshat in why is it different?
Because they're not establishing whether the woman did or didn't do anything. First of all, this Rav Gliman was over, which changes a lot.
Okay. He's saying Seif is like Gnei and Tzvicha?
No. It's neither. All we're establishing, we're not, a woman has to go drink, but they haven't established any facts about this woman.
Okay.
It's not like they're coming to Machat.
So the Arsameach says such a pshat. He says, the whole problem of Dov Lechati Dover, if you have to be Megala, you have to give Edus on something. To Cyrus, is she the Gedolah or not? Yeah. You have to tell us, you know, what took place. Or you have to give Eidus. Kinu v'stira, says Hashemach, is a process. Right. You need two Eidim for Kinu, followed by two Eidim for Stira, followed by one Eidim for Stira. So it's not giving testimony what happened, Bezim strokes the beard and says, okay, based on your testimony, what are we postulating? No! It's a process. Kinu and Stira. So therefore it doesn't apply to the Lachos Dabra Chachdava. That's exactly what Hashemach says. Very nice. I'm going to tell you a whole new pshat, which I think is the correct pshat in Dovah v'lechati Dovah. Let's try and understand it clearly. Okay. Turn back to the Rashi number one on the sheet, the first page on the sheet. Okay, Rashi said like this. We saw two pshat in the Taisus. Again, we still want to find out the difference between two Cyrus and 3 years of Chazakah. Two sirens, Dover Lechati Dover. One siren is Dover Lechati Dover. Two Edom and every Yom Chazaka, that's Dover Lechati. That's okay, according to the Chachamim. You want to know what's the difference between the two? The Taisa said, either you saw everything you were able to see, or you gave Edus on something. What does Rashi say? Let's look in the words of Rashi. The first page, number one. That over here, by the two sirens, Akatik Tanohi, when each one gives testimony on one sire, she's still Iktano. Hilkoch loy mitstarfin. Since he's still a ktana, it doesn't mitstarf to each other. Aval legabe chazoka kulon meidin shahaya muhtzik ba. But by chazoka, every year chazoka, they're all giving testimony that they that he was machzik in it. What's Rashi saying? Is Rashi saying like Tosfos? Is he saying they're able to see, they saw whatever they're able to see? Clearly not. Is he saying they're giving a real testimony? Don't say it either.
Close,
we cannot say that. Akatik Tamari, what is Rashi trying to say? So the Milchamas explains the following. The Milchamas, the Ramban, in Bava Kamma Be'at, says the following. He said like this. Turn to number 5 on the sheet, third page. Haroite lamoid al ikr, ala ikr. Whoever wants to understand the real, you know, concept of Dovla Chatzidova, V'yava v'yismach al divir Rabbeim Shleima. Follow Rashi, Shapirish. The gabik chan the haina taimo, the lay mitzalfin, mishum the chol ksuva, mishum the chol kat v'kat, it's a mistake. Mishum the chol kat v'kat, every group, the chemisi hade, when you give testimony in one hair, aktana misade. Ukraimel, aniktana v'yisio. Shein echad nein veid v'gdlusa. Nobody's testifying that she's a gdoila. V'loi bat cholas godless, and not even that she's starting to be a gdoila. Shafak Tanas Shabak Tanas, Echielo Sara Achas. Because everybody can have one silo. Ukshatu Mamidalois Chazokish in Idim, Akatik Tanari. Shimoyloi La Shum Dova, Achel. If nothing else happens, I feel under the status of Kolimel, Ktanari. In other words, if you look at the status quo, she's still a Tana. Aval Gabe Edis Chazoka, but by the Chazoka, Kol Achas Meido, Shuhu Machzikbo, Everybody's testifying that he's doing chazaka like it is. So even though it's only 1 year, but we still need a second and a third year. Maybe it was only 1 year. In other words, since the first year also gives testimony that there was a chazak over here, just maybe he changed his mind, so one follows the other. What is Pshat to him? What is he trying to say? Joe, you understand what he's trying to say? Nobody understands Pshat in his Machabas. They all give different Pshat. One says, because he really follows the Ramban in Baba Basra, that says that a real Chazaka happens after 1 year. Just you need 3 years in case he changes his mind, or in case it's after the Shtarka. All these different Pshat. I'll tell you Pshat in Ramban. Maybe it's not so clear in Ramban, but I'll tell you Pshat in Ramban. Pshat in Ramban, I saw this in a Sefer Chesichon Gugek. He just says the small Yisrael, he says the Chagav. I'm not sure if that's what he means, but I think that's the understanding to the whole Sugya. Chesichon Gugek was a Rebbe in Beis Yisrael, Rebbe Rachmiel Chassid. I never went to Beis Yisrael. I saw in the book, in the beginning of a Sefer, Rebbe in Yeshiva of Beis Yisrael by Daniel Learfield. And he says the following Yisrael. And I don't know if he takes it from there, but I take it from the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, now wait a second. Even if you hold, like Rebbe Akiva, that Dabar B'loi Chatzi Dabar, correct, that even by Chazaka, it's Dabar B'loi Chatzi Dabar, but if you have two Eidim on the Gneva, and two Eidim on the Tvicha, that's not Dabar B'loi Chatzi Dabar. Or, two Eidim saying she had Kedushin, and two Eidim that she had Bia, that's not Dabar B'loi Chatzi Dabar. Why not? What does the Gemara say? Why is that not Dabar B'loi Chatzi Dabar? Look what the Gemara says. Look at the words of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Milay Maider Rebbe Akiva, halfway down the line in Einam Beis. Milay Maider Rebbe Akiva, doesn't Rebbe Akiva admit the Shnayim on Kidesh, the Shnayim on Mivaal, the Afagat, the Eidei Biyot Tzrichim Le Eidei Kedushin, even though the second set of Eidim, that was Mizana, need to come on to the first set of Kedushin, but Kivin the Eidei Kedushin, Loi Tzrichim Le Eidei Biyot, since the first set doesn't need the Eidei Biyot, Dabar Kino Bein. We call that Dabar. What does that mean? I'll tell you what that means. I'll tell you like this. What is Dabar V'lechati Dabar? The way Tosfos explains it, it means, if you say half a job, that's Chati Dabar. If you see half a job, that's Chati Dabar. You say half a job, that's Chati Dabar. He's looking at Seeing half a job. That's Apishtani Yakub Dava, Dava Lechati Dava. That's what the text explains it, right? Seeing half a job, you can see the whole thing. Seeing half a job, that's Dava Lechati Dava. Rashi is saying, a new pshat in Dava Lechati Dava. I'll tell you the pshat. Pshat's like this. If what you are saying stands alone and does not need the other set of edus to clarify what you are saying, then each one stands alone. That's davar. Wait, chatzi davar means that when I say something, and when I say something, the first two sets, Adam come and say something, and it's not clear what it means, and it only becomes clear after the other two come and say, that means the first one is chatzi davar, and the second one is chatzi davar. If whatever the first group said, we don't know what he means, and it only becomes clear, he needs the other group to clarify, to understand, now we understand what the first group means, then the first group is saying half a job, because he needs the other group, and the second one is adding to the first. That's chatzi davar. Correct? So I say like this. When you have two Aiden coming saying that she is mukudeshes, right, that stands on its own. It's irrelevant what the other two Aiden are going to say afterwards. We don't need them to clarify what the first say. Right? That's what I said. Since the Aiden Gineva or the Aiden Kedushin don't need the Aiden Bia, so the Aiden Bia is not Chassidava either. No problem. Two Aiden saying she has one Saiva. What does that mean, one Saiva? One Saiva means, says the Ramban, she's a Ktana. One Saiva means she's a Ktana. Two Aiden come and say she has one Saiva, she's a Ktana. When do I know that when two Aiden say she's one Saiva, that means, no, really she's a Gdayla? Only when the other two Aiden come and say, we also saw one Saiva. Ah, now we understand that the first two Aiden said that she has a Ktana. They really mean to say, it's a Gdayla. That's Chatzi Davar. The first group of Aiden saying she has one Saiva needs the other group in order to clarify what they're saying. That's Chatzi Davar. You come in, you're only saying half a job, because your words only become clear with the other group. That's what the Ramban is saying. So beautiful, the words in Rashi. That makes so much sense. The Ramban is saying that. The Ramban is saying that when the first set comes and says she has one Saiva, I can't speak Tamali. They're not saying anything. It only becomes clear when the second group comes. That's Chatzi Davar. Masha'in came by the tears of Chazakah, so when they say he ate the field, they're saying Chazakah. Now another group comes and says, ate the field, also Chazakah. That doesn't change the Mitzvahs of the Haggadah of the first group. The Kabbalah's Aedis of the first group stays as it is. They ate the field. Second group, they ate the field. That's not Chatzi Davar, that's Davar Shalei. That's exactly what Rambam means, and that's Tzadu Rashi.
What's that conditional one, no?
Kiddush
Levana? Yeah, if you have two Aedis that are different sides of the planet, I don't know.
If you need two Aedis, each one is, you can have two Aedis, one Aed come like this.
In order to say, in other words, the Matthias of the Levana is there. Just like the Matthias of this girl has two sires.
No, but two sires is a Ketana. One sire is a Ketana. It's nothing. You're saying the exact opposite.
No,
I don't know, Kiddush Levana. Let's just get this to say this before we get there. Wait, let's see the words inside.
According to that, the only one That is Chatzidavar.
That's exactly what I want to say. We get to Rebbe Kiva. Slow down. We're not there yet. Says number six, and I think it's such a correct shot. That's, by the way, that's what Rashi says, and that's what Ramban says. Tana Rashi. Number six. Shitas Rashi lefi amuvu b'muchamasi shechison Chatzidavar have v'hagoda shaleidus sheim hagoda shaleidus pas achas. It means one thing. Then it means something else. Then you can't understand it in its new way. I think I say it much better. I don't know what he's talking about. That's passed out, but the way I understand it, that's what Rashi is saying.
Wait,
slow down. Slow, we're going to get to that.
Chasi Dover means is that one
person. Kino Sira, by the way, makes a lot of sense now. Because Kino is Sira, because Kino is Kino by itself.
Well,
what do you mean? Only saying one thing. She wasn't coming. We don't have to say a Haggadah. We don't. Not like the Rish said, we have to say something. But it cannot be understood any other way. Right. That's the Haggadah. If it can be understood from the other way, and the only way it's made clear is by the second one, that's Chasi Eidus. Then you're depending on the other, that's Chasi Dover. That's exactly what Rashi says, Raman. Hapus, that was so beautiful, and I think that's a good understanding in the Gemara of Chasi Dover.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Gemara is that, fine, the first set is not dependent on the second set, right? The 8-day Kedusha are not dependent on the 8-day Bia. But the 8-day Bia are meaningless. Without
that, correct. So since he's a double shaleh, he's also a double shaleh. No, the chatei
why?
I'll tell you why. Because chatei just means that I'm not saying anything. Here I am saying, after the first group, I don't think they're
saying
anything.
I'm saying my I don't know if it's ages.
Yeah, I have
no idea.
Okay, I understand.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't understand why.
I understand that because at the end of the day,
because A
is one
without B, why does that make B?
Because if A is not dependent on B and that stands by itself, double shalom.
B is dependent.
So
it's only dependent on A to make her.
By the way.
But you're still saying. But she really did do that.
I think
the act is not. The act is not debatable. I'll tell you why.
But
by the way, I'll tell you, because Taisa says that. At the end of the day, it's no different than if somebody is muhsak eshes ish. Correct? Somebody has a chazak as eshes ish. So then somebody says she was mezana. So that's not chatzi eshes. So when people come and say that she's kedushin, that makes it like muhsak eshes ish. Correct? Since that doesn't mean anything else, that stands on its own. Now I already know she's eshes ish. Once she's eshes, then you can have eden that she's mezana as well. I think that's what it means. It stands on its own, and therefore, one is not dependent on the other. It stands on its own, and the other is not chasidus. Now I'll tell you pshat
from the Hebrew. You're trying to say it stands on its own doesn't necessarily mean it's machayas. It just means it's telling you to...
Wait, slow down. You bring me to the next point. Comes the Rebbe Kiva, and says Rebbe Kiva, no, not so simple. Is edus davar lechatsi davar? Is that pshat standing on its own the way we explain now? On the way Bezin is mekabel and hear what they say? Or is it on the psak Bezin? What comes out? What does Bezin come to the final psak? Chaim said already, I don't see it in Chaim. Bar Bez says it, I don't think it. Nachum says the famous question, and they all say that's what Chaim's chakira. I'll show you what Chaim said, and we'll see, maybe you can figure it out. But Nachum said like this. He uses it for something else. He uses it in the Chacham himself. I'm saying that's what Rebbe Kiva is telling me. Hina yesh mustafek bi yisraeli chesam shal chatzi dover. Im hu halacha be'edus, de'edus shal chatzi dover la'edus hu, oi shu halacha be'psak din, she'ein lifsoik chatzi dover al pi edin. Mushamach naman adas klum, shilu tegav ben al pi edus he. Right? Din in the Kabbalah's edus, or in the psak din. Now look the way they say it in the Chaim. Look at number 7-8. Interesting. Bob Bear says like this. Vinei ni moitzi devrein anir alovin, maybe we can understand Masha Shemati Mipi Moir Rabbi Agoyna Miti Echosid Rashke Bahag Shoshu Kovenei Agoyla Shusi Yogan Aleinu Omein. He's like this. The din Chatzi Dovo Hu Bahatziruf De Ein Mitzarfi. Chatzi Dovo is that they can't join together. Akam. V'loi Hispakti L'Shpayr B'yaita. I couldn't understand. I couldn't hear more from him. I didn't know what he said. Pshat is that the Pshat is not the Haggadah Seges, but the Tiruf in the Pshat Din, etc., etc. And that's how he says Pshat in the Chaim. But basically, that's the same research. I want to say like this. Joe, I want to say like this. Maybe Rebbe Kiva holds the Shita asked the question like this. Okay, by Chazaka, correct? This guy eats Chazaka. To Adam come and say, eats Chazaka. Stands by itself. The story is not being changed. By Cyrus, one Cyrus, she's a Kana. We need the other one to tell me that what he said like this. Here, Kwekir Jumanan. He ate the food, no problem. Ate the food, that story doesn't change. Stands on the dome, it's not Chatzi Dover. Wait a second. Wait. He ate the food. Does that mean it's his? Or does that mean he has to pay the original owner a year's worth of food? Right? That, if you hold Chatzi Dover, is a din in the Psak, Psak Ben, that doesn't become clear until afterwards. Therefore, Rebbe Akiva, Chatzi Dover is a din in the Psak Ben, and therefore, even Chazaka is Chatzi Dover. Because you might need the food, but does that mean chazaka? It doesn't mean chazaka. Maybe he has to pay. It only means chazaka to get it with the other one. Boom. That's chatzi davar. What's not chatzi davar? To aid him saying she was mekadesh. The psak she is mekadeshes. End of the story. After bia, mechay bia. To aid him, geneva. End of the story. Psak is the same. After stricha, is stricha. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, even chazaka, since chatzi davar is a din in psak bezdin, so psak bezdin, the psak is also not clear by ein chazaka, and therefore it's chatzi davar. What's not chatzi davar? The case of Aden, of Gnev and Tricha, and Kedushin and Bina. Because there, the Psak, even the Psak Din, doesn't give the Psak by that on itself, and therefore that's not Chasidavar, and therefore, such a case of Kiva says, that's only case of not Chasidavar. So based on this, we understand the whole Sugya, at least I think that's the key to understanding what Dabar and Chasidavar is. So that's what he describes.
It doesn't explain how Tavach Umachar is not.
The second part of the Gemara.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. But the Gemara says that. For some reason. The Gemara says, if the first one is Dabar Sholem, then the second one is also Dabar Sholem.
How does that work?
Okay. No, then we'll work on it till next time. But at least that's the key. I think it's a very correct, you know, saying Dabar Chatzi Dabar. Not like Chesed says, in the Hasha, Hagodah, half the rear. No, that's not a chat. Anything which can be changed with the second... the second set of Eidus, that makes it Chatzi Dover. Both then makes it Chatzi Dover. If it not be changed, none of them make it Chatzi Dover. What does it mean change? So come to learn, change in the story. Change in what they're giving Eidus on. Change in the Kabbalah Eidus. Rabbi Kiva says no, change in the Pesach Din. And if even Chazaka change the Pesach Din, and that's Chatzi Dover, unless you get the Gnev and Tzvicha and the Kedushin and Bia. Okay.